Hey, what's up, everybody?
Log Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby.
I pop, press the pussy, the shut, and I pop. Yeah. Then I'm squeezing my pistol, I'm sure that I got it. I beat a pipe of big peppers and run by fives. I'm 50 cent, I write a little bit, but I pop nine. Hell, niggas get their money right, cause I got mine. When I'm around, quit playing, nigga, you can't shine. You gon' be that next chump, then up in the trunk. After being hit by the pump, is that what you want? Be easy, nigga, I lay your ass out. Believe me, nigga, that's what I'm about. Gangsta, you can find a nigga sitting on throne. Hit the clutch, hit the gear, hit the gas, and I'm gone.
Do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I'm down for the action, he's smart with his mouth to smack. You hold your strap, you might come back, so clap. React to the gangster, dollar to gangster for action. Cause you'll be hitting homicide if you ask him what happened.
No, no.
Look who's prepping with the foe. 20-inch rims sitting on low, bro. East side, west side, you can know. Really wrong with my brain. If you don't rob me, they know I'm down and down with my chain. G-Unit,
yeah.
We get it poppin' in the hood. G-Unit,
yeah.
Motherfucker, what's good? I'm waiting on niggas to act like they don't know how to act. I had to sip it too much Jack. I blow them off the map with the Mac, thinking it's all rap. Till that ass get clapped and Doc says it's a rap.
It's a rap, nigga.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby.
I ain't been in how to teach lessons to slow learners. Go ahead, act up, get smacked in the head with the burner. I don't fight fair, I'm dirty, dirty. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens, nigga, you heard me.
Yeah.
When the street lights come on, niggas blasting nines. Get locked up, then read books to pass the time.
Woo.
And the game is up and down, so I stay on their mind. Niggas on my dick more than my bitch, I stay on their mind. There ain't nothing they can do to stop my shine. This is God's plan, homie. This ain't mine. I bet you this is how grandpa called me a nuisance. And grandma always gotta throw her 2 cents. I'm the dropout, I made more money than the features. Ruthless like the coupe, but I come with more features. I am what I am, you can like it or love it. It feels good to put 50 grand and think that I love it.
Fuck it. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
Homie, it can't be done. I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it
Today is January 31st, 2014. Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy comedy Mr. Trey Love is in, man. I got so many things to update y'all on, man. So many exciting things to share with y'all about the past. So many things to share with y'all about the current. And, oh, yeah, so many things to share with y'all about the future. I first want to start with, I think this is my first show this year. Happy New Year, everybody. I know it's January 31st. Y'all like, okay, it's damn near March. Don't you hate when you see people in March and they still saying Happy New Year? Well, look, this is my first show of the year, so I want to say Happy New Year to everybody, to all my listeners that's out there. You better check out my podcast. It's going to be a lot more, man. I want to give everybody love, man, and shout y'all out, man. I'm up to 68,000-plus spins, man. I'm going to just clap that up real quick, man. And that's not just to me, man. That's a testament to all the people that enjoy what I'm doing, man, and check me out and support me, man. So many names to talk about, man. So many people to shout out. So many people to just say thank you to, man. I want to just say thank you to everybody that's been checking out my podcast. We got a lot more to come, y'all. The relationship segment is going to be coming back up real soon. I'm going to be doing, you know, some interviews and stuff like that, man. I mean, it's going down, man. You know what I mean? It's going to be a lot of stuff going on. It's a new year, new season, new reason, man, new things going on in life. It's just such a blessing, man, to be where I'm at today. First of all, I want to bring this young man to the podcast and let him talk, man. This is a very, very funny comedian. He's actually going to be doing a guest set, the warm-up spot on my show February 6th. February 6th, y'all, I'll be at the Comedy Union, 5040 West Pico Boulevard. That's 5040 West Pico Boulevard. Doors open at 8:30. Show starts at 9. So you N-words, I'm telling you now, the show starts at 9. This first comedian who I have on the line right now is going to be going up at 9. So if your butt like, yeah, I'll get there, look, I'm telling you right now, for the people that got pre-sale tickets, I advise you to get there 8:30, 8:45. Go ahead and jump in, man, and do your thing. But for the people that call themselves wanting to slack off and be late, you're going to miss the show because we're going to get it on, we're going to get it in, we're going to get it out, we're going to get our two-drink minimum, and we're going to have a damn good time. Tickets are two for $15. There are all kind of ways you can get tickets. You can order tickets at the Comedy Union, online at the Comedy Union. You can email me, PayPal, Book Gilroy, that's BookGilroy at gmail.com. That's BookGilroy at gmail.com. You can do that through PayPal, or you can hit me direct, 323-508-1831, and I can hand deliver the tickets to you. The lineup is crazy, man. My co-host is none other than Lottie B from 102.3. I got Stevie Mac on the show, man. He's currently in a commercial right now. One of the funniest cats in the game, man. One-third of the group that I'm in called the Mac Pack. Let me see. We got comedian Novocaine is going to be in the building. I mean, he's an L.A. favorite, man. Very funny brother, good-hearted brother, man. Just an amazing talent. Good dude to be around, man. L.A. native, man, going to come through and show some love. We also have opening up. Let me see who else is on this list. I got so many comedians on the show. This young brother, Tyree, he's going to be, like I said, doing the warm-ups for us and getting the crowd going, man. This guy is very funny, man. When I bring him to the line, you all are going to really be surprised because, you know, he's a funny dude, man. I get his dude credit where it's due, man. He's an amazing talent, and I'm looking forward to having him on the show. We also have Brandon Wiley, ladies and gentlemen. Brandon Wiley, he and Sherwin Array, who is the Taliban terror, hilarious cat, Stevie. And then from there, my headliner is none other than Jeff Brown. Y'all can catch Jeff Brown right here on my podcast, Handsome Life Radio, on February the 6th between 3 and 4 p.m. We will be going live and, you know, kind of getting it spicy, man, getting y'all ready for the show that night, man. So I just, like I said, again, I want to thank everybody who showed their support and love. I don't want to take up too much time because I'm only doing a 30-minute segment today, but I want to shout out Deshaun Cafeza, man. That's my frat brother. He's on the square with me, my Masonic Lodge and all that kind of thing. He and his wife, Arlene, Kevin Rouse, and I also want to shout out Cold Black Entertainment, the Shaq All-Star Comedy Search. Man, y'all check that out. I won December 4th. I won the first round, didn't make it through the second round, but, hey, it's on my credit, y'all. Shaq All-Star winner, got that online as well. December 4th, I knocked that out at the Comedy Union. Boy, the Comedy Union, that's the spot. Shout out to Enz Mitchell for showing love, man, giving us young comics, young black urban comics, a place to work out. You know, we still got to go through the politics and the BS, but it's just, you know, a place where you can work out and do your thing, man, and I want to shout him out for that, man. Keep it up, man. Thank you right now. I also want to give the Mock Film Festival a shout out. January 11th, 2014, y'all, your boy took home Best Picture and got nominated for Best Actor at the Mock Film Festival. That was, man, it was a dream come true, man. I didn't know what to do, man. I mean, for those of you who follow me on Facebook, you saw I put on there, like, I straight up, I'm man enough to say, man, I cried, bro, because it's just a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to, you know, for your talent, you know, your work, to be appreciated and to be noticed like that, man. I mean, it's just, you know, it's amazing, man. The Cyber Mac was a hot film, man. It's about a film about a new age pimp who macks through the internet. Very funny. February 6th is the show. February 27th, y'all, we're going to have Noble Night. That's going to be all my frat brothers going to be out there. So get ready for that. Garrett Morris is having his thing this weekend. This Saturday, man, go down to the Downtown Comedy Club, man. Let's support Garrett and Kevin over there doing their thing, man. You know, doing it big. Also, since I did my last podcast, y'all, I got to open for Mike Epps at the Comedy Store. That was just a real night, man. Dream come true. Making things happen. So that's enough of my shouting out, man. Like I said, y'all make sure y'all check me out. You know, support your boy and all he's doing. I'm going to play a quick little jam real quick, just enough to just get y'all fired up. And then from there, I'm going to bring this young superstar comedian to the mic, and then we're going to talk about it. All right?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Hello to Doug. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
had a Mustang and all the class up in the sky. Living my life, my best life. I want to change by the sun.
Nothing but off the finer things. Now this whole world has no clue what to do. I got enough money in the bank for the two of us. I gotta keep enough letters to support your shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Leach will get jealous. Half a million for the stove. Taking trips from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Y'all heard it. If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. That means get your tickets 2 for $15 right now for the comedy show, February 6, 2014. Yo, this young man's name is Jimmy Hatch, y'all. Y'all got to forgive me. I had it mixed up with some other cat, but I want to welcome to the stage, man. This is a good friend of mine, man. I've done comedy with this cat all over the place, man. He's a great, wonderful dude. Love working with this MF right here, man. Jimmy, what's up with it, dog?
What's happening with you, man? You messed up my name, but it's all right. It's cool. We're about to have some fun. Y'all make sure y'all come down here February 6th. I'm the first comic. If you missed me, got done it. That's your fault.
That's on y'all. That's on y'all. So, Jimmy, man, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. How long you been doing stand-up, bro?
Man, I've been in and out doing comedy like everybody else going to say. All my life I've been doing comedy, but and to keep it real with you, about 4 years, you know, I've been in the game. I've been doing it long. I was promoting back in the day, but now I'm out here. I'm trying to get this little money. I come out here because I got high child support, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't pay my child support. Yeah. So I know you said you got 64,000 followers. I know some welfare hoes on there. Y'all come on down and see me. I like y'all. I'm messing with her hoes down there. Don't tell me you ain't got no money. It's the first of the month. You ain't paid that money. The first is only got done Saturday. You get that check on Monday.
I heard that. Jimmy telling y'all how it is, man. Yeah, I got them child support issues and troubles myself, you know what I'm saying? But we're gonna find a way to get through that, you feel me? We're gonna get to it and we're gonna get through it. So Jimmy, are you from LA?
No, I'm from Ohio, state where the Flares were born.
Okay. How long you been out here in L.A. getting your grind on, man?
3 years. It's going to be my fourth year. I came out here on Tupac's birthday. L.A., y'all fooled me. Because when I got here, y'all was talking about y'all going to have a party for Tupac. And I really thought he was alive. I really did.
I know that's right. Hey, man, like, for real, I saw you at the NBC thing, man. You know, you was doing the audition like last year. How did that work out for you, bro?
I didn't get past the first round, you know. I went up there with a different attitude. So, you know, it all works out. Politics, you know, you got to polish that. If you want to make it in this game, you know, I ain't good with that. But I'm about to be, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I'm
down to Obama. As soon as Obama get off, you know, I'm going to talk to him like, man, come on. I understand you was doing all the nice stuff. Talk to me in nigga term. How I talk to these white people? I want to get in the office, too.
Yeah, Obama did that. Speaking of Obama, man, this Obamacare, man, I don't know what to say about the economy right now, man. People are really, really complaining about this Obamacare. They don't like the job he's done in office, man. It's just ridiculous, man. What's your take on politics, man? How you feel about it?
Man, I ain't got time to tell you the truth. I don't even care. I'm out here getting my own money. You sit there and worry about what they doing, what they not doing. You ain't handling your business. Handle what you can do. Just, hey, ask God what you want him to do. God going to put you in a place. He ain't going to never put you in a place you can't handle.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? It's funny you say that because, you know, I'm dealing with, you know what I'm saying, of course, certain issues and things, and it's like at the end of the day, you know, you realize and you recognize and you think about it, you're like, wait a minute, it's somebody or something that's bigger than what's going on in this small minded particulars right now. You know what I mean? It's a big old thing out here, a big old world out here. You know what I'm saying? And we all can get a piece of it, man. It's like we all can eat. We all can survive it. And see, the thing is, I think for us as black people, it's much easier for us to survive because, hey, we done been given scraps since the beginning. You know what I mean? When they brought us over here, they gave us scraps, man. We made a delicatessen.
Don't take that back. If we go back in the past, you know, in Africa, we was kings and queens, so we ain't never had scraps. We just did what
right.
we was. When the Europeans came and got us, that's when they made us have scraps. But at the beginning of the time, we was always kings and queens. We was always wearing gold.
Yeah, well, you know, we the first. The thing is, what's crazy is we the first man. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, we had the first luxury. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All the first luxuries, you know, were ours. So, you know, it's kind of rough, you know, like people are, I guess, the have and the have-nots. I mean, because, like, L.A. is really specific about that. Like, L.A. is the kind of town where you got rich and you got poor. You know what I'm saying? You got some rich, you got some poor, and it just is what it is. And wherever you at with yours, you just got to respect the game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, that's the way I feel. I think everybody, man, should just keep smiling, man, laughing, loving. So what stages you hitting out here, man? Where you going up at?
Man, I've been everywhere. You come to see, I'm about to start a tour called the Bald Head Nuts. It's all, you know, nothing comedians, nothing against y'all people who got hair, but it's all bald head comedians. We out here telling these jokes. You know, we about to get this started up. And once we come in your town, or your city, or we in L.A., you know, y'all got to come out and see us because we all nuts, you know. And, you know, bald heads is back in style again. We bringing Michael Jordan back alive. Retro 05.
Retro 05. Here we go. Michael Jordan alive. Well, what about the light-skinned brothers, man? Because somebody was saying something about doing a light-skinned tour. What you think about that, man? What you think about that?
Well, you know, y'all can have, you know, y'all can have your time. Y'all the 80s, early 90s. Y'all got Drake right now. But, you know, it's War Chestnut, you know. Kanye West, we just got to calm him down right now. But, you know, he got the bombshell girl. Y'all can call her a hoe, but shoot, every man would love to date her. I know I would.
Ah!
She'll be my baby mama.
Ah, y'all hear this knucklehead say he'll wear Kim out, man. I love it.
Man.
Well, you know, y'all, we're going to wrap it up. Give everybody your handles, man, your Facebook, your Twitter, where and how they can reach you, man, so I can go on and take this home, man.
Everything Jimmy Hat, you know, JimmyHatt. You know, the Twitter and my Facebook is that. Make sure, and I don't take no dudes, no shirts off. You ask me to be your friend on Facebook, man. Put a shirt on first and then ask me to be your friend. I ain't wear all that junk.
I love it. See, he ain't let L.A. turn him out yet. You feel me? Y'all better check him out, man. Jimmy Hat, he going to be live at the Comedy Union on February 6, 2014 with none other than your boy, Mr. Trey Love. Let me give y'all the information again. It's the Comedy Union, 5040 West Pico Boulevard. That is Thursday, February 6, 2014. Doors open 8:30, showtime 9 o'clock. Your headliner is none other than Jeff Brown. The comedians on the show will be the young man who's on the phone, Jimmy Hatz, Novocaine, Stevie Mack, Brendan Wiley, Sherwin Away, my co-host from 102.3, Miss Lottie B, and last but not least, your headliner, Mr. Jeff Brown. It's going to be a hell of a show, man. It's going to be a hot night, man. Get there, get right, get tight. You know, I just want to shout out what's going on again this weekend, man. And I got to remember to say these names, man. Hans Mitchell, the owner of the Comedy Union, man, a great brother, man. He's done so much and is still continuing to do so much to help comedians. I got to shout out my publicist, man. He's out there just, man, making miracles happen, man. Mr. Andre Pittman, man, salute to you, dog. My homeboy, Presidential Smoke, he's supposed to get something going over there real soon, man. February 11th, we got a show lined up over there. Jimmy, you got to come check out that show, man. We got a show February the 11th over at the pub in Beverly Hills. You going to come through and check us out, man?
Oh, yeah. February 11th, yeah. I'll be down there. I'm supposed to be there the 4th.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. You know about the spot. You know where the spot's at.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so we got to come Yeah, you come out.
Yeah, my boy, Oni, I got to give him a shout out. I've been waiting down for day one.
That's what's up, Arnie?
Arnie, on February 5th, you know, we was at the same spot.
Oh, okay, okay. February 5th, y'all at the same spot. And we over there February 11th, man, getting it in, man. So that's what's up, man. We making this thing happen, man. Again, y'all, man, I just want to celebrate how good God's been to me, man. To win Best Picture in the Mock Film Fest, man, that was a really, really big deal, man. I got some people hitting at me, man. I got a camera crew getting ready to do some stuff, man. I'm going to have some YouTube stuff going, you know, for the 14th. It's going to be real, real hot, man. But, yo, I'm going to tell everybody, man, we got to make sure we put God in his respective place, which should be first and foremost in our life, man. So let's stay in prayer, man. Let's do what we got to do. We're going to push this thing forward. I got a caller on the line. Usually I screen the calls, but if you want to talk, 909, you can talk. If not, I respect your privacy. So, 909, would you like to talk and say what's happening with you today?
You know I got to show some love. This your girl, comedian Miss Arkansas.
Oh, what's up, Miss Arkansas?
I just love how you always get God his, you know what I'm saying? That let me know right there that you is a child of God no matter what we do or say, you know, and that's why we are constantly being blessed because we do put him first.
Amen.
And absolutely. You know I'm going to support you any way I can because you always have my back. And I'm looking forward and taking this on the 7th because they tried to play me. A lot of comedians done got a call, but right today as we speak, I haven't gotten a call. All I got was a flyer on my phone. So it's all good. Whoever they wanted to win won't be winning.
Whoa. See, you know, hey, people don't, I'm going to just say this, man. Jimmy, it's funny, man. People in this game is so shady now. I sat there and watched the girl. She beat me December 18th. You know what I'm saying? We was like neck and neck, but she took it over her crowd. You know what I'm saying? She took it. So it's obvious that for the finals, she's in the finals. I know Memphis Will's in the finals. I don't know who else is in the finals, but for them not to even call you, who is in the competition with you that you know of, Miss Arkansas?
My boy Insane Wayne from North California, he's in it. Nika Williams, them the only two I know of. But, you know, at the end of the day, God said, fear no one. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't worried about none of them, but it's just the point how they tried to play me. So it's like if we don't tell her, she won't be here, and whoever they had planned to win could win. But now it's a threat since I found out and me and my people going to be there.
You know, the only way I found out about the show on the 18th was I just happened to show up to the club. They didn't call me either.
And I didn't get a call either. Just so happened you told me to call.
Well, that's how it was
this round. Just so happened I called Gooch because I seen it on Facebook that it was going to be at the Inside Jokes. And he told me that they told him that due to bad weather, they wasn't having it there, and then all of a sudden switched the flip on him and told him it was moved to a different location.
Well, put it this way. Y'all was blessed to do it. Just thinking about the opportunity, I didn't even get the opportunity when I begged them to even ask for me to even get up there. So just look at it this way. Hey, God know what you was going to happen for you. So that's
right.
I used to get mad about all this stuff. You know, when I'd be like, hey, man, you know, I used to sit in front of these clubs when I first got here and be begging them, can I get on the stage? I'm like, okay, you ain't going to let me? Okay, I'm going to find a way because I'm going to ask God for it, and God's going to put me there. Man, God, they can't block God. They can only do so much.
You sure right.
God's going to repay them because, you know, once you make it, then that's when they come and ask you, hey, man, can you do me a favor? Then you're like, man, shoot. Remember when I was sitting out in front? I mean, I can talk about all these promoters. I don't say nothing. I ain't even give you the audacity, the glory of that. Because the only person I'm going to give the glory to God that he kept me here. I mean, I've been out here homeless. I still made it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm begging all these other people. I've been in all people's faces. Hey, can I get on your tour? Can I open up for you? I've been begging. But you know what? I'm still here. And you know what? If God didn't want me to be here, he would send my butt right back to Ohio. I'm still
right.
in California. And so
right.
Hey,
it's funny you say that because we all got a story to tell, man. Like, I was at the VA, man. I swear to God, a lot of people don't know this, man, like really dealing with some hard times, man, catching hell out here dealing with L.A. And I'll never forget, the counselor lady asked me, she said, you want to go back home? I said, I ain't got no home to go back to. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I mean, my mother's gone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't get down with my family like that. And see, when you grown and you a male, people ain't going to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? You got to take care of yourself, figure it out for yourself. So, I mean, those struggles, man. And I was even, I was in David Arnold's class over the weekend, and come to find out, he and I kind of share the same story. David was saying he was at the VA in the same situation, just over there like, what am I going to do, man? He said he had moved into his home. You know, his mortgage was about $2,800 a month. He said he checked his account, and his account said zero. He said, I started to go back to work. You know, it's like, man, I got to go back to work. But, you know, God, he talked about God, and it's funny how things happen, man. Everybody go through what they go through, but when it all boiled down, everybody have to run back and use them three letters, G-O-D,
mm-hmm.
God, because at the end of the day, boy, it seemed like the only thing that's really, really worth something, the only thing that's really, really holding us down is God. Now, before I go, y'all, because we got to get out of here, I want both of y'all to give y'all, well, Jimmy, you gave your Twitter handles and everything. You got anybody else you want to shout out real quick?
God.
G-O-D. G-O-D. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give Ms. Arkansas the mic. Let her give y'all her handles, and make sure February 6th y'all come support me at the Comedy Union. And then February 7th I'm going to make sure I'm at the Inside Jokes to support her and cheer her on to the Shaq All-Star Comedy Competition. They can't stop. So what I'm going to do is give her the mic and let her give y'all all her handles, updates on what she got going on. And then we're going to go ahead and take this thing home, y'all. Ms. Arkansas, you got the mic.
Well, they can just find me on Instagram, Comedian Miss Arkansas. That's C-O-M-E-D-I-E-N-N-E, Miss Arkansas. On Facebook, Twitter, Miss Arkansas 09. And look for me March the 18th on the station called Oxygen. I'll be on a show called Celebrities Uncovered with comedian Anthony Anderson. And once again, if you able and willing, please go to InsideJokesLA.com and purchase a ticket and come out and support me, and let's make this happen. And once again, like he said and you said, my number one shout-out is to God, because I know at the end of the day where my true help come from.
Well, that's what I'm talking
Amen.
About. Hey, and you look good on TV the other day, too. I watched you on Search.
Search.
Yeah. Hey, fellas, y'all tell my fans, it's also fine as a motherfucker, man. I'm telling you, boy, you know, fine, my channel, boy. Hey, this song goes out to all of us, man. God gave us what we got, and we're going to keep it pushing, man. Us from him. Y'all catch your boy February 6th at the Comedy Union. Be doing my thing. Jeff Brown headlining. This is Trey Love, y'all. We out.
I like a woman with a future and a past. A little attitude problem, all good, it'll make the shit last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and on the eating salad. Sound so smart, like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard knowing you. Weekend in Miami trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away and you always been the one. I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl. Maybe it's just right for the night. You see niggas coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no sex, why you wanna protest, why you wanna fight for your rights. Cause you don't love them boys, pussy run they think, fuck that noise. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you
better am. All of them bitches, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straight.